So a couple of months back, the nice folk at LiveScribe were kind enough to send me one of their new Echo smart pins. Now, anyone who's been following me for a while knows I like technology, and I especially like LiveScribe. I've been using a Pulse smart pen since 2008, and the Echo is the first major sort of improvement. It's basically, the sort of 2.0 version. And it's actually really, really good. The actual technology hasn't changed so much in that it's more focusing on the pen's design. So, for example, the pen is now not circular, so it doesn't roll everywhere. There's a grip in the on the sort of lower half, which you can actually hold. The pen itself isn't as heavy. Unfortunately, it's still only like a biro version. I would kill for a fountain pen version. As a result, it can be a bit scratchy when you write, but it works just as well. They've got rid of the dock so that if you want to use it, recharge it, upload your pen cast and everything else, you can do so, but you use a small USB that plugs in the back of the pen and into your computer. It uploads nicely. The desktop software is still just as good as it has been, and it now uses a standard size headphone jack, which is a bit annoying because I've still got headphones from my last pen and I kind of had to go and buy some new ones because they would fit. But I mean, I use my Pulse for a hell of a lot. I use it for taking notes, and they were very kind enough to send me one of these new folders that you can use. It's like a portfolio case. It's got room for credit cards and demo cards and stuff. There's a holder area for the pen, and it fits the A5 spiral bound notebooks or the hardback journals. I actually prefer the A5 spirals, oddly, for this. But I mean, I've been using the pen for the last couple of months to do things like interviews, and it's great because I put the headphones in my ear and then put my ear to the phone, and it records really, really well. So I'm able to take up my side of the interview as well as the interviewee on the other end of the line. And again, the fact that the pen uses special paper so you can then tap and find exactly what you want makes it so much easier to transcribe. And as any journalist will tell you, transcription is the bane of our existences. It really is bad. But this just makes things so much easier to do. But yeah, so I'm really, really pleased with that actually. And added to that, the pen's lighter. I've picked up a really nice deluxe case for it so I can keep my pen, the headphones and the USB cord in one place. At the same time, the pen also has these little kind of like, I suppose they're caps that protect the nib and the camera. Because remember, there's a camera behind the pen nib, which then records the location of the writing on paper, which is what allows it to sync in the first place. I'm sort of very pleased with it in general. It's it's still kind of evolving. But it's nice to see that they've actually taken things into sort of consideration and they've gone with what people wanted in terms of, the biggest complaint that I think has been the fact that it rolled off the table. And when you've got like something that costs it's like $199, you don't want to lose it on the table. At the same time, it's nice to see because I mean the Echo has been officially released in the UK, which is great because previously I had to go and get one from the US and it took ages and it was expensive. On top of that, I've actually seen the Echo Pulse in my local Apple store, without the paper, mind. But anyway, it's just such a nice pen. Okay, it would be better if it wasn't as scratchy. It could do with something like a fountain pen nib. They could be nice to have a range, and at the same time, it would be nice to be able to buy the paper in the UK from a store like Apple, where they already stock the pen. I would especially like, as I say, more paper, so something along the lines of the little paper blanks notebooks or something like that. I like notebooks, but the A5 ones are perfect for what I need at the moment. So it's a really nice pen, and if you're looking for something, especially if, as journalists, I love them, and students as well. It's a lovely little pen. It works brilliantly, and it just makes my life so much easier. So I'm really pleased with the Echo and. Yeah, good. It's an excellent little piece of kit, so look it up.